Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
5 o'clock. Good to have you with us. It's been a pretty busy day. We heard from Trajan Langdon earlier. We'll get you that audio at 5:30, but it's basically a wet fart, quite honestly. It's him saying, we're not going to do anything. We're not going to be aggressive. We're going to develop and things. So
a little underwhelming.
We'll get to it. Also, we had a little fun with this Noah Dobson stuff. There's a report someone's after Noah Dobson. And it's not the Red
Wings. I was about to say,
No, but here's the thing. It would be a team that is desperate to make the playoffs, that plays in the East, and they want to be better than you. So it sounds like Buffalo's getting involved a little bit.
Buffalo's in the mix. So is St. Louis, another team that, not in the East, but is looking to get better than, you know, out of the playoffs, which is a move that teams like that make. This is what teams that are out of the playoffs or just barely miss or just need a star, that's what they do.
So keep an eye on it again. Noah Dobson, 25 years old, is going to be a restricted free agent, one of the top 20 defensemen in hockey. Yeah, he had a bit of a down year. So did the whole Islanders. You know, so did Sorokin. But is he a bad goalie now? You know, Barzal had an injury-riddled year. Does he suck? Look, the point is, we had a conversation about it. I made Kenny an offer. Odyssey.com rewind if you want it. I want to go back to the Scooble comments. Okay. And I want to present this a different way because I know where you and I are with this, but I want to see if we can draw feedback from the people.
Okay.
So Scooble's comments. I'll read this. Sorry about that. I had up JJ Paterka stats. My point.
You got it?
I do.
Okay.
His comments were, listen, winning's where my focus is at. There's been some comments made that are interesting, not for me, but I'm going to be focused on winning and doing what I can do. It has nothing to do with me not wanting to be here. I hope that's clear. But there's a business side of this game that's not as beautiful as the baseball side of the game, and that's just what it is. I want to ask the question this way, Rico, to you guys out there in listener land. Have you made peace with the fact that Scooble's gone, that you have him now, and that's all that matters, or that you have him maybe next year? I'm not going to get into trade stuff, but make no mistake, at the end of this season, there would have to be a conversation at the winter meetings, but let's just, for the sake of radio and serenity,
there's an expiration date.
Have you made peace with a true best window of this year, next year? The Scooble window. And therefore, we need to go all in at the deadline, not in a silly way, but to try to win this thing. Mm-hmm. Have you made peace with that? Or do you still hold out hope they will get some form of long-term pact done with Scooble? I leave that to you. I'm rooting for that, but I've made peace with reality. He's probably gone. Mm-hmm. He'll look great in Yankee pinstripes. I can't wait.
Can't help you with that. I've made peace with it, Mike, because I look at Scooble the same way I did with Ben Johnson as the offensive coordinator of the Lions. You knew it wasn't going to last forever.
Oh, I like this.
Ride it till the wheels fall off.
Is Scooble Ben Johnson? Is Ben Johnson Scooble? So that means you're going to make fun of Scooble when he leaves.
Yes.
And call him an idiot like you did Ben Johnson, right?
Some may. No, some may. Oh, he didn't really like it here anyway, and he was probably tanking at the end.
Oh,
he could have pitched more innings.
Right. Guy's going to go back-to-back Cy Youngs. Yeah, right. He could have done more.
He could have pitched more innings. He could have threw a complete game.
But when he's asked about
Verlander threw no hitters.
When he's asked about his future, he said it's not about not wanting to be here. It's business.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I've made peace with it. Have you? 248-539-9797. I just wanted to approach it a different way, Rico, because the encourage-discourage thing, it just didn't hit.
Right.
But it's up to you guys. That's there for you. If you want to continue the Red Wing, where's the... It's like the 80s commercial.
Where's the beef?
It's
supposed to be somebody back there. I don't see anybody back there.
Where's anything?
Right.
And we'll get to Langdon at 5:30. David, have you made peace with it? Based on that comment, are you in a mindset, we have him now, it's all that matters, it's a two-year window?
I understand what Scooble's going to do. He's going to go to the highest bidder, but I have not come to peace with it. I'm really, in my mind, upset about it. Yeah, I'm truly upset about it.
I really have
not come to peace.
What did you just play?
Oh, I told you that was real.
That was real.
Yeah, you didn't hear it yesterday?
No.
He was getting on a helicopter, and he was asked about Iran and Israel and the ceasefire and how, like, they agreed to it, but then rockets were flying around, and he basically was like me if I were walking to it. If I were president, here's what I'd sound like.
Live on TV.
Live!
Yes!
It was amazing! And it describes Detroit sports!
I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
How's that Iser plan going?
Are they going to get another edge rusher?
No, I can't say that. Brad Holmes is excellent, but the drop is funny. Okay. You didn't believe me. And the resemblance is uncanny.
Okay, only because AI takes over. I believe.
So you thought it was AI.
I believe nothing that I see anymore. Because, okay, that was funny as AI. You've shown me some AI things. I won't talk about.
Well, yeah, because you thought the Brady Eli Manning thing.
Right, I thought when Eli Manning attacked Tom Brady, I'm like, oh, that's AI.
That's how I'm going to feel when the Wings get Ekblad. Is this AI or is this real? Oh, the Wings have gotten Robertson? Oh, I got duped again. 248-539-9797.
Right, so you never know. It's just like this Sam LaPorta and the Pope getting blessed by the Pope. I'm looking at this now.
That's real.
That's real?
That's real.
He got blessed by the Pope.
Him and his wife, yes. That's real.
Fantastic. Okay. Let's go to Lamont, 97.1. Lamont, what's going on? All right, Lamont's not around, I guess. Let's go to Ryan, 97.1. Ryan, what's up, buddy?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's going on?
What's going on, Ryan?
Hey, so Rico, you just compared Tariq to Ben Johnson, and I understand your point there, but I don't really love the comparison. You know, in the NFL, when offensive coordinators, you know, do their job, they're expected to go out and get a head coaching job. But with Scoobal, best pitcher in the league, our job now is to keep him around, keep him on the team, and not let him go. And I am so tired of all of these sports teams in Detroit not wanting to pay their best guys the money that they deserve. And I'm just tired of seeing these guys walk away and us just not ever getting anywhere closer to a championship.
All right. I don't disagree with the emotion of it, Ryan, but understand something. It takes two to tango. Look, if Scoobal and Boris want to redefine the market, all right, Zach Wheeler makes 42. The highest paid lefty in the league makes about 37. Let's just settle in the middle and say, all right, he wants 40 a year. Ryan, if they want 8, 9, 10 years, can you really sign that? After a guy's, because he's already had Tommy John, he's already had the flexor tendon surgery, he's headed towards age 30. Ryan, I don't disagree in the least. If you said to me, Mike, what if we offered him 50 a year for the next four? If he'd take it, I'd pay it. Mm-hmm. But Ryan, Scoobal wants the last bite at the apple. He wants that Garrett Cole kind of deal, the Max Fried kind of deal. I can't kill him either. Like, Ryan, I'm with you. You're not wrong, but I'm not going to crush the organization either. If a pitcher, look just what happened with Jackson Job, right? Gone. See you in 2 years. Ryan, I don't know, man. They're just in a tough spot.
Injury, though, Mike.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry, Ryan. Go ahead.
You can't be scared of those injuries. Like, yeah, they're going to happen, and I totally get that's part of the game. But, like, if you're just constantly in fear that, oh, I'm going to pay this guy money and then him just get injured, like, you're never going to get anywhere in any sport.
No, I agree. I think it's a little different.
Somebody's going to bite the bullet and pay him. So why can't it be us when, like, we're not paying anybody else other than, you know, Javi, but whatever.
It can be you. I'm not saying it can't. And Ryan, if you listen to the show for a decent amount, you know I don't play the middle on stuff. If I have an opinion, I just give it to you, right, wrong, or otherwise. This one, I do. I see both sides of it, Ryan. You're not wrong, and I don't think the team's wrong for not just being like, 10 years. When a pitcher has had two catastrophic arm injuries, it has to be factored into the calculus. I'll give you an example. All right, let's say he was in pristine health, age 29 season, and he wants a 10-year deal. In order for me to make sense of this, that I'm going to make him the highest paid pitcher in the game, I got to get five of those 10 years to be exactly what they are now.
Mm-hmm.
So Pete Clayton Kershaw. Now, I'm spitballing. If you want to pull up the numbers to prove me wrong or prove me right, go for it. Pete Kershaw, I think he had a six-year run. Well, Scoobal's 2 years into that 6 years. So I would need five more. Mm-hmm. I understand if a team doesn't want to do it. I do.
Right. It's why last year was a year to lock him up. You would have had last year, this year, and still maybe two or three, maybe even four more years.
Yeah, and now the cost is only going up with back-to-back Cy Youngs.
Right, because my biggest concern is by the time you lock him up, let's just say you do, man, those final 4 years, you're going to be saying, well, what are we paying for? Because when a pitcher goes bad, he goes bad quickly. And now you're on the hook for $40 million a year. Good luck with that.
I don't know. Hey, guys, if you think I'm being soft about it, I'm not, man. You can make fun of me or say, oh, where's your big opinion now, jackass?
Where's your big opinion now, jackass?
Righto. I
threw the softball up.
No, and you should. Knock it out of the park. Is it wrong that once in a while I do see both sides? I just do. But I've made my peace that last year when you were bringing up, hey, this team's going nowhere fast, which factually they were, and you wanted to trade him, you weren't wrong. I told you what it was going to take for me to agree with you.
Right. At that point, it looked like you probably could go ahead and offer him to Baltimore and get, you know, a bunch of people and picks back. Now, yeah, it looks to me the Tigers feel like they've made him a fair offer. He wants more than that, and I think they've hit an impasse where, how about we just play baseball and we'll figure this out later? And by figuring it out, looks like, seems like, probably going to be on a different team in a couple of years. But so have you made peace with that?
I have. I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
No, I have too.
Here's the other thing. Look, and I don't want to do, they've got the best record in baseball. I really don't want to do this. But the point is, you also have to factor in, okay, well, tell me what kind of team they're going to be. You know, if you're going to pay a pitcher $40 million and have a $140 million payroll like they do right now, that doesn't add up to me.
Because I'm going to say, that may be the other thing is, what are we adding? If you sign me this long.
Hey, tell me they're going to have a $200 million payroll. Rock and roll. I'll agree with Ryan.
Yeah. Maybe I'll even take less because I know we're going to bring in other stars.
Okay, that's not happening. Okay. But I appreciate the sentiment. That's truly heartwarming.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.